Looks like some. Okay, we're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Fields Estates Public Infrastructure District this Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025, at 1 p.m. The meeting is being held at the office of York Cal in South Jordan. Let's do a roll call today for our minutes. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Pete Evans, board member.
Terry Wade, board member.
Bronson Tatton, board member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Great. Thank you, everybody. We're just going to follow our agenda today. There are no preliminary action items, so we're going to move to our consent items. The first consent item is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on October 29th, 2025. The board did receive in its packet those minutes. I'm going to ask if there are any questions on the October 29th board minutes.
None for me.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the October 29th, 2025 board meeting?
I'll move that we adopt the minutes from the October 2025 meeting.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our second action item. I'm just going to ask Shelby real quick. Shelby, had there been any reimbursement requests since the last board meeting of October 29th?
No, there have not.
Okay. So we don't need to ratify any payment applications or requisition requests since the last board meeting. So let's move on to our public hearing. To take public comment on the operating and capital budget that was adopted on October 29th, 2025. We do need a motion to conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting.
I'll move that we open the meeting for a public hearing.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The hearing is now open for public comment and questions. For the record, do we have any members of the general public participating on today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning Fields Estates Public Infrastructure District's tentative operating and capital budget for 2026? So there are no members of the public here present at the offices of York Cal. I do not see any members of the public participating via the Zoom link. So we can entertain a motion to close the public portion of to close the hearing and the public comment portion of the meeting.
I'll move that we close the public hearing and public comment.
One second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The hearing public comment portion of the meeting is now closed. Let's move right into our action items. The first action item is to consider accepting the Q3 financial statements for calendar year 2025. Those were in your packet. I'm going to turn the time over to Shelby Clymer to go over those financials with the board.
Okay. Board, I'm going to run through these pretty quickly. So these were your September 30th financial statements for the district. Total assets at the end of September, just under 13.1 million. About 8.4 million remained available in the capital projects fund, about 1.8 million for the property tax bonds, and then about 2.9 million restricted for the assessment bonds. Current accounts payable were about 13,000, and that brings total fund balances to about 13,045,000. In the general fund, I would say for the most part, expenditures are kind of trending in line with where we would expect. Auditing and insurance are both zeros through September. The audit invoice should have been sent, and so we'll follow up separately with Terry and make sure that that has been received and processed, as well as insurance. All funds at the, or all costs at this point are being funded through developer advances. Next page is the debt service fund for the property tax bonds. Funds sitting at UMB are earning interest, so about 59,000 has been earned through September. And then expenses consist of the scheduled interest payment that was made back on March 1st. Next page is the debt service fund for the assessment bonds. Again, interest income has been earned about $85,000 here. Assessment fee revenues were received of about $581,000. That is to cover the interest payment for, I believe it's for June 1 of next year. And then expenses, about $575,000 through September. The other half of the interest payment was paid on December 1st with funds on hand. And then last one here is the Capital Projects Fund. Interest is far exceeding the budget. We are generally pretty conservative with the interest income estimates here, especially not knowing the timing of the reimbursements when the budget's set. And then costs have been presented to the district for about $5.1 million, and those have been reimbursed to the developer. Any questions, or do you want me to go into any further detail on the financials?
None from me, thanks.
Okay.
None for me.
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Shelby, do we have a motion accepting the Q3 financial statements for the district?
I move to accept the Q3 financial statements.
We have a
Second.
second.
Second by Bronson.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to consent item number two, consider adoption of resolution 2025-01. This is a resolution adopting the final operating and capital budget for the district for 2026. Shelby, I'm going to let you explain that to the district.
Okay. So, board, we reviewed this at your October meeting. No changes were discussed at that point. So, this is the same that you reviewed at that point. Would you like me to kind of cover this again, or are there any questions that you want to go over?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Shelby. Do we have a motion approving the final 2026 budget for Fields Estate Public Infrastructure District?
I move to approve the 2026 budget.
Second.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, second by Pete.
All in favor say aye or yes. Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously for the adoption of resolution 2025-01. Let's move to action item number three. This is to authorize the district chair to approve the Haney and Company 2025 engagement letter for audit services and to authorize the district chair to sign it. The state does require that the district conduct an annual audit, and I believe Haney and Company is the firm that performed the 2024 audit, correct, Shelby?
Yep, that's correct, Tom.
So the proposed budget, the proposed engagement letters in the package for the board. Going to open it up to see if you the board has any questions that you want to ask Shelby about the audit services of Haney and Company.
Nope.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion then approving the Haney and Company engagement letter for 2025 audit and authorizing the district chair to sign it?
I'll move to approve the audit engagement.
Thank you.
Second.
Do we have all in favor say aye or yes?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Now moving to our fourth action item. This is to consider renewing the engagement agreement with YorCal for district council services to the district and authorizing the chair to sign. Our engagement letter is in the board packet and it sets forth the terms and fees for YorCal to act as district council for 2026 to the district. Are there any questions from the board?
No
Nope.
questions.
Okay, do we have a motion approving the engagement letter of YorCal to act as district council for Fields Estate Public Infrastructure District and authorizing the district chair to sign?
Yeah, I'll move that we approve the engagement of YorCal.
Do you have a
And
second?
authorize the, yeah, second.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move now to action item five. This is for renewing The district's engagement of CLA to provide accounting and services to the district, and to authorize the district chair to sign the engagement. The proposed SOW for CLA was provided in your packet. Gonna open it up to the board to ask Shelby any questions that they might have on the proposed SOW.
No questions from me.
Nope.
Okay, then I think we can entertain a motion approving the SOW for CLA to act as district accountant for 2026, to provide accounting services to the district, and authorizing the district chair to sign.
I'll move that we engage CLA and authorize the district chair to sign the engagement.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion that passed unanimously. Our sixth action item is to consider engaging CLA for district management services and authorizing the district chair to sign. As you'll recall, at our October 29th board meeting, CLA did provide a presentation on their district management services and outline what those services would be. So now the board just needs to decide if it wants to engage CLA to provide district management services. I'm going to open it up for discussion.
I didn't really have any questions on it. I don't know if Terry or Bronson did.
No.
Okay, great. I think on this one, the goal is engaging CLA to provide some of the services that our firm is now providing will be a cost savings for the district.
Great.
And that's why we're proposing that. So if there are no questions, do we have a motion to engage CLA to act as district manager for 2026, to provide management services, and authorizing the district chair to sign an engagement letter in accordance with industry standards?
Yeah, I'll move that we engage CLA for district management services and authorize the chair to sign that engagement.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to our seventh action item. This is to consider approval of a tentative district board meeting calendar for 2026. That proposed calendar is in your packet. Are there any questions?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the district board meeting calendar for 2026?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor,
aye.
All in favor say aye or yes?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on now to our administrative non-action items. There are none listed. So I'll just open it up to see if the district or the board has any administrative non-action items.
None for me.
None for me.
Nope.
Oh, Shelby, you had brought up the fact that maybe they wanted to change board members.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to add Matt Rasband and Ben Ferry, I believe.
And who? Matt Rasband and Ben
Ferry. Ferry.
Okay. So we'll have to do that in Q1. That does require, pursuant to the governing document, that we get city council approval for substituting new board members. And who will Matt be replacing, Pete or Terry or Bronson?
I think we were thinking of just adding them. Is that possible to have a board of five instead of three?
Yes, I think we'd have to amend the governing document.
Yeah, maybe just to be consistent, if we want the pit. So the idea or the goal here, at least within the company, is to try to have the same people on the pit boards just for consistency, and so that, there we've got people tracking similar things, doing similar functions. And so maybe we just revise it to be the same as the other ones, T. So it would be basically replacing me and Bronson.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so Matt would replace Pete?
Yes.
And Ben would replace Bronson?
Correct.
Okay, great. So we'll tee that up for the next board meeting, and I'll work on the appropriate documents that need and resolutions that need to happen with the city.
Perfect.
And we'll work through that. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. And now we save the best motion for Pete to adjourn the meeting.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second. Do we have a second? Great. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We stand adjourned, wishing everybody a